Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. You know, I'm a little sheepish even discussing this today, quite candidly, because it's kind of been refreshing the last 2 to 3 weeks not doing so. Carson has played better, and I'm really appreciative of that. And it has made a direct impact on helping the Eagles, you know, certainly win the last game and be competitive in others, and that's a good thing. I don't think he has elevated his play to the point where I'd say he's even average. Therefore, I say I think he's below average. Now, again, I'm all ears for where people are at and what you think on the Eagles quarterback.
Hey, I tell you what, he was below average to start the year. But for you to say that, it feels like there's something more going on here. Like there's spite.
I can say there's not. People say that to me. I don't know. I mean, you can say it. It's not true. I'm an Eagles fan rooting for the Eagles to win. Rooting for Carson Wentz to be great.
You know Joe well enough to know that's not his style.
Yeah, but not spiteful.
I don't know how you can look at what he's done under the situations that he's faced.
He's been in tough spots. He's also made
tough
some
spots.
He's also made some tough spots.
He's got less help than anyone else out there, with less blocking for him than anyone else out there.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that. Listen, there have been a couple games that have been disasters blocking-wise. Jamon Brown, obviously, some struggles in the first 2 weeks of the season. But I thought they actually got it together on the O-line.
Last week, Sua Opeta was almost as bad as Jamon Brown.
Fair enough.
I'm telling you, man. It's not NFL-worthy, the protection that he's been afforded. And when that happens, when it breaks down to the degree that we've seen it break down with Carson – the greatest quarterbacks in our league can't even function. I saw Aaron Rodgers quit.
And
we know Carson will never do that. Like, put a feather in his cap for that alone. I really do appreciate that. This guy gets us. This guy is what we're looking for, Joe. And he just needs to be developed properly.
that argument. The old, let's keep developing him argument. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Where Carson ranks among starting NFL quarterbacks, and is it accurate or inaccurate to say he's below average? Mike in New Jersey. Michael, what's going on, buddy?
Joe, you bumped your damn head. I'm telling you right now, and the last guy who's be judging a quarterback is a guy who thinks spending his nights by himself watching West Wing for the 20th time, putting together a damn puzzle, should be judging anybody on anything.
Well, first off, it's only been 17 times with the West Wing. So if you're going
20's coming, buddy. Before the end of the year.
It shouldn't.
Probably in about 3 years, but okay.
Put your foot down on that.
He has no blocking. He has one receiver that we found by accident. He has no running game and a defensive coordinator who couldn't cover dog crap with a brown paper bag.
So just so I understand it, Mike, this is everybody else's fault but him thing, right? Is that this argument?
I'll tell you what. Let's see how he does when he doesn't have to throw footballs when he's got the whole team on his damn back. Are you kidding me, dude? You might as well just go kick his knee in with the crap you're spitting.
Well, I don't want to.
He's a top five quarterback, and I wouldn't take anybody else over him.
Whoa! You still have him as a top five quarterback in pro football, Mike.
Name one quarterback who's got the crappy weapons he has right now and tell me who could do better. Aaron Rodgers folded up. He's to be one of the goats of the league. Are you kidding me?
Listen, Mike, you're entitled to your opinion. I think you prove your foolishness when you go to top five in the league. I mean, I don't – okay, that's your opinion.
I can't do the top five thing anymore. I mean, and I was straining to put him top five – prior to the season, like I would usually fudge it and say I have him more like at 6.
I remember that.
But he is not top 5.
No, he's not.
We've seen enough to know that.
Absolutely.
Could he squeeze into the top 10? Maybe.
He'd have to sharpen up a lot that's gone faulty. I mean, he does have natural athletic skill. That's clear. We saw him be an exceptional quarterback in 2017. But he'd have to clean up a lot of ills to get back into the top 10, in my opinion. There is natural talent. There is no doubt. But, you know, like the not having your feet planted in the right spot to throw the ball, like that's his fault. That's how I see it.
Well, it is his fault. It's also his coach's fault for letting him, you know, devolve to where he has. And it's also everyone else's fault around him for not doing their jobs well enough. Now, he's really dug a hole for himself.
Yeah.
You know, like by the end, when the season ends and we all look back and we say, okay, how did Carson rank and stack up against everyone else? It's going to look bad.
Well, and just for what that's worth, I'll even give that to you right now as far as the two main quarterback rankings that we typically talk about. Passer rating, again, this is just passing. So this does not take into account his running, and clearly he's an above-average runner that uses his legs to create opportunities, first downs, and touchdowns, and he's done that effectively this year. Passer-wise, passer rating, his passer rating is 74.3, which, you know, anyone that follows the NFL knows that's really low in modern times. 74.3, which is 28th in the NFL this year. That's bad. All right, then you get to QBR. QBR is more of an overall quarterback rating thing that takes into account not just passing but rushing. And, you know, like the BCS, you don't really know how they quite arrive at these numbers. But some experts say, you know, it's like war in baseball. Okay, we arrive at it at a formula. Okay, we don't really know what the formula is, but we know people say this is pretty good stuff, QBR. Okay, QBR, his number is 50.5, which is 26th in the league. Whether you're 28th or 26th, that's not good. Let's go to Tom in Abington. Tom, you're on WIP.
How you doing, JoJo Bananas? Hey, Richie, you're medicalicious.
Look at you, Tom. Look at you. little sledgehammer you got right there.
Oh, I had more. I was going to tell you a bad
Trust
joke
me.
And then lie to you.
Trust me. Trust me. We don't need more, Tom.
Okay.
And by the way, you just told us a good joke when you told us you might tell us a bad joke in life. So good work.
I love it. So, Joe,
you also sounded a little bit like Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley.
He did.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I'd forgotten about
that
Squiggy.
That was
Squiggy.
It's been a while.
Legler when he calls in.
Squiggy.
So, Joe, you're taking your Wentz hate to a whole new level.
I don't hate
today.
Him.
Yeah,
I don't hate him.
Well, that's okay, because I'm going to show you how ridiculous you're being.
Okay.
I'm going to go the complete opposite way here, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, keep in mind, we're in this crazy COVID-19 year of 2020, mm-hmm. where nothing surprises us. So let me give you my prediction for the Eagles and where they're going to wind up this year.
Okay.
They're going to win the division, and after they do that, the Bronco is going to dispel all ghosts in the locker room, the city, even in his head. They're going to beat the Bears in the wild card round, taking out Foles. Then they're going to beat the Bucks in the NFC Championship game, taking out Brady. And then they're going to advance to the Super Bowl, where they're going to take out Kansas City, taking down Big Red.
And you really believe this?
I believe that as much as you believe that Carson Wentz is ranked in the low 20s as far as who you
Well, I didn't say the low 20s or the high 20s. I just said I think he's in the 20s. I mean, Tom, you really—
Just the 20s is ridiculous.
But, Tom, you really think the Eagles are going to win Super Bowl? Or are you being sarcastic?
Yeah, why not?
Well, no, I mean, do you believe it or do you not believe it? I'm asking you a question.
I do believe it.
Oh, okay. Tom thinks the Eagles are going to win Super Bowl. I guess hit the bell. Apparently they're winning the Super Bowl.
How about it?
I mean, just...
I didn't see that coming.
Guys,
what an exciting shot
And let me, just, let me just say this, and I really hope everyone... I ask you to listen to me for a moment here. I try to have a real discussion about where the quarterback is. I swear to God, this is not based on hate. This is not based on a vendetta or whatever people say, okay? The first caller calls and tells me Carson's in the top 5. The second caller calls. I really thought he was being sarcastic, but then he kind of didn't indicate he was being sarcastic and says the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl this year. Now, listen, I'm just trying to have a conversation here. If that's the way people think, you're in la-la land. I'll take the calls. I'm just telling you, you're in La La Land if that's where you're at. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Charles in Philly. Hey, Charles.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, Charles.
Good. I had a couple questions, I guess, for John. Being an NFL player, do you think the Eagles are up to speed like other teams are with practicing and stuff? I just sometimes it just looks like they don't know what they're really doing out there.
I don't think they're up to speed. I think some of that has to do with the fact that you've got an influx of new guys playing every week. But yeah, that could be tightened up. And Doug, at the beginning of the season, was telling us, hey, the abbreviated training camp and everything that went with COVID, that really hurt us. And that makes sense. But, you know, now, you know, everyone's sort of operating on this same abbreviated training camp. And now, you know, all the frustrations and problems that arise during the week now, like we're all facing the same stuff, like every team around the league. And it seems like there are other teams that are functioning at a high level. And you've got guys who are really locked in every week. You know, we're doing a worse job preparing our players than other coaching staffs. I agree with you.
But by the way, and Charles, thanks for the call. But John, better than some others, right? I mean, Dallas would be preparing worse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, the Giants, I don't know how to evaluate. I mean, they don't have great talent. I don't know if they prepare their players worse or not. I think, you know, sometimes when we get frustrated, whether it's the Wentz thing or whether it's the Doug thing or whether it's the Howie thing, I think a lot of times we, as a fan base, get frustrated with what we have and assign, like, worst in the league category when there really are other examples out there of really worse. And I just want to emphasize, sometimes I think people get a little carried away. I mean, Dallas, it's a disgrace given the talent that they entered the season with. And, yes, they now have had some injuries set in, too. But it is a disgrace that they're this bad. Because they're not only losing. I mean, they're losing non-competitively now. And that's, you know, that's unbelievable. 215-592-9494. By the way, we have a $30 Fandango gift card to give away today. Big movies are back. And Tenet, a must-see now in theaters. And John James, it is back on this date 12 years ago. A very notable thing in Philadelphia sports happened. The Philadelphia Phillies began a game and played, well, about half a game of Game 5 of the World Series. And then the rain set in. And the rain didn't stop for about 48 hours. Well, about 36 hours, if you know. And it rained and it rained and it rained. And finally the umps were like, all right, everyone get the heck out of here. And, you know, we all know the drill. The Phillies almost won a World Series in a rain delay, but they tell us later it wouldn't have counted and blah, blah, blah. And who the heck knows? 2 days later, they came back. They won the World Series and all was right with the world. But Game 5, and we kind of sometimes forget about, I mean, at least I do. Like, I know so many parts of Game 5 Part 2. I don't remember many parts of Game 5 Part 1.
I rewatched it within the last year. We did it for the High Hopes podcast. We did it during the pandemic time when there was no sports. We did a rewatch of Game 5 of 2008.
Did you remember much of
it? That's where I'm going.
Yeah.
I remembered so little.
Right.
Everything in the second part, so little in the first part.
Like I saw Comcast this morning, NBC Sports Philly on TV, showed a Victorino hit down the left field line. I don't remember that at all.
It was a big hit.
I suppose it was. But like I remember Utley's play in part two. I remember the hit by Jenkins to lead off part two.
Sure, of course.
I remember Pat Burrell had a hit and was replaced. I remember Pedro Feliz had the winning hit. Eric Bruntlett scored the run. Like, I remember that stuff. Part one, I don't remember much. But here's the deal. Game 5 of the 2008 World Series, one of those things in life that had two parts. You had part on one day. 2 days later, you had the other part. So, John James, in honor of the great Game 5 of the 2008 World Series, I would ask you guys and everyone, what has two parts? When you think of things, and it can be anything, and there are a lot of things, trust me. I was thinking about it before the show. There are a lot of things that have two parts. John, when you think of something that has two parts, best answer by the end of the show wins a Fandango gift card. What do you have?
I'm sort of oversimplifying this, but a song. Verse, chorus, verse, chorus, right? Two parts.
Okay.
I like that.
A song. Fair enough. Seltzer? I mean, do they all follow the same pattern or
no?
Okay. So some songs.
Some songs.
Yeah. Some songs. Okay, some songs.
A lot of songs.
Seltzer, when you think of something with two parts, what comes to mind for you?
We use them every single day of our lives, all of us, every single person here. You never see one shoe, do you? Shoes. Come in two parts.
Shoes. All right, shoes. I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, that's two different things.
But you don't wear one shoe. The point is they come together.
But
they're,
the shoe,
two parts.
But the shoe itself.
It's your shoes.
Yeah, but the shoe, I don't know if I like that answer. Like, all right, I'll give you one to me that's a better answer than the shoe or shoes. The arse, the fanny, the hiney, the butt. John, you got a left cheek, you got a right cheek. It's two parts. It's
like is it two parts?
Yeah, it's two parts.
I don't.
The butt has a left and a right.
I don't know if it's two parts.
The butt has a left and a right.
The keister.
A football game. You got a first
the
half.
The patoot.
You got a first half. You got a second half.
Backside.
Yeah, right. You want to keep naming names?
I don't know, can we?
Sure. I mean.
Tuchus.
Got to be careful.
That's a good nice one right one.
So think about things that have two parts. You know when they said they had to split the atom? Trying to make it into two parts, right? I mean, maybe it's more than two. I don't know. If you're trying to split it, it sounds to me like two. Get creative with
what's
some answers.
What's the camera science on that? Impossible to split the atom? You down with splitting atoms?
No, it's happened. I mean, we know it's created
but
all
sometimes
sorts
you disagree with
I challenge.
Concepts.
You got to
right.
understand, the Jesuit training in me from high school and college is to challenge authority.
Okay.
And to probe. We were taught to probe, so I probe.
You're a prober.
I'm a prober. All right, sounded wrong. 215-592-9494. What has two parts? Let's have some fun with that. And also, Wentz, below average, above average, where do you have him ranked? That is our Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. You can visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Today's question, how does Carson Wentz rank amongst other starting NFL quarterbacks? Three choices. A, above average. B, average. C, below average. What do you got, Carson, at this point? Hit us up at SportsRadioWIP on Twitter and certainly on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Let's go to Dennis in Mount Laurel. Hey, Dennis.
Hammer, how the hell are you doing today, son?
Wonderful, Dennis. Excited for a big Eagles game on Sunday.
Well, first of all, you need to check up from the neck up, okay?
Why?
Carson Wentz below average?
Yep.
Come on, Hammer.
Where do you got him?
I have him somewhere 15 to 20.
Well, hold on a second here, buddy. First off,
that's average.
First
that's
off,
average.
Listen, 20 is the closest you can say to average. I don't think I would go average at 20. Average ends around 18, maybe 19. Dude, once you get to 20, you're in one of the 12 worst in the league, or 13 worst.
15 to 19. Hammer, with the granted, his ratings, the numbers don't look good.
No.
But let's be realistic. He has crap around him. He's got practice squad guys catching footballs.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And he has an O-line that isn't an O-line. If you put all that together, Johnny Unitas couldn't be above average with that crap.
I agree. I feel like you put anyone else in there, even the greatest quarterbacks in our game right now, they would fail. I feel like Carson Wentz has somehow figured out a way to make this work with this surrounding cast, and that's incredible in itself. But then at the same time, I'm aware, Dennis, that people are going to tell me I'm making excuses for him.
Well, sometimes it does sound like you are, but that's beside the point. He's not below average. He's not above average. Right now he's playing – what he's done in the last couple games and what he did at the end of last year, that's not a below average quarterback. I'm sorry. That is not Mitch Trubisky.
Well, let me – but okay, no, average. Trubisky is below average. Let me ask you this, Dennis. The first 12 games of last year, how would you frame it in a term? Were what?
Somewhere around 15 to 18.
All right, so that's average.
Yes, I'm saying he's average right now.
You think
he's not
average.
Below average.
Okay. Dennis, give me what you got here for what has two parts.
Well, the very simple answer is every day has a night and a day.
The day. All right.
I like that. That's clever.
The day. Day and night. Can you sing it, James?
I don't even know what you're singing.
Night and day. Just do a little singing.
What song is that?
Yeah, what are you singing
now? Are you making this up?
You're writing a song on the air, right?
Trust me, I'm not writing a song.
Wow.
You just... saw an inspired creative process.
What key was that in?
Trust me, this wasn't like Eminem and 8 Mile. You know, this was, you know, sitting there.
You're just spitting off the cuff right there.
Exactly.
Joe DeCamera, master freestyler.
All right. Coming up, we got to revisit what I refer to as an astute article written about 3 to 4 months ago about the Dallas Cowboys, the Eagles' opponent this week. What this article said and how on point it was, we'll examine next. Joe DeCamera, John Rich on 94 WIP.
Refinancing your home loan is a big decision, and there are a lot of things to take into consideration when you're deciding if now is the right time to refinance. If you're like me and you're not sure about refinancing your home loan or even how to get started, look no further than Trident Mortgage Company. I was clueless before I talked to Sean Logue at Trident, but he's made it so simple. I thought it would be such an intimidating process, but Trident made it comfortable and easy. I'd looked into refinancing before and opted not to do it because it didn't feel like I'd see big enough savings. Well, I was just flat out wrong. At the current rates, you will see huge savings, no question. And the best part, I paid nothing out of pocket. Call Trident Mortgage Company today and learn more about refinancing your home loan. Find everything you need at TridentMortgage.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.